people, it is your overpowered MC in this bitch, Uchenna, here with energy.
And I just know she's only had like two like sips. Well, no, I joke.
I've
Not
had
to,
one can.
she's had one can
I've had a can.
of a spritz.
Dead. You're actually rude.
You actually have to deep it. Come on, you take your shots.
It's the fact that there's less body for the alcohol to go round. So I told you, half a glass of wine, and I was tipsy.
At least no feature on. It's gonna save your money.
That is
You're
true.
gonna save money.
That is actually true. But still, it's sad. It's the end of an era. It's the end of which I know that I can drink.
Well, we ain't 25 no more.
I mean, I'm still 25. Yes, oh my God.
The threshold.
Bitch, I was talking to someone else, like, I'm no longer a youth. Like, I don't count as a youth anymore. Like, youths, when they're saying them youths over there, that's not me. Like,
Mature now. That's what
quarter
you
life crisis. It's
ain't that
in retrograde.
something?
Like, it's starting. Introduce yourself, please.
I am Kelly, as usual. I'm sipping coffee
Alcohol
and
and
wine.
wine.
I
Like,
know
who fucking does that?
it's mature people.
Which it's people that want a death wish because we're still gonna go out as well.
So my issue is I could have got espresso martini, but the bar downstairs is pricey. We're at a hotel, by the way, and I'm trying to save money, and so my ish my
Yeah, we're trying to save money, but we are
and
at our hotel, so yeah.
I can't afford an espresso
Make of that what
martini.
you did, what
I
you did.
can't afford espresso martini, but I can definitely afford a bottle of wine and coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Priorities, guys. Just not sure of Vegas.
Definitely not a Bailey's and a single for that. So wait here, the audacity to even tell me the price I'm looking at.
A glass, what? Five wings that we have to share. Oh my
He told me the price is like, no, you can take off the Baileys. I don't think I needed that much.
Okay, guys, and we are gonna go straight into the recommendation of the week. We have you guys locked and loaded with content, with things that you can do this week, the things that you can watch, things you can read, things you can listen to, things you can vibe to. Get me?
Oh, mine ain't vibing. Mine's deep thought processing. But you're gonna get it what you
Either
get.
way, you're gonna take it in, you're gonna it's gonna sink into your soul. You know, right in there. It's gonna make you grow. It's gonna make you laugh. It's gonna make you smile. It's gonna make you cry. Whatever. But we got content for you guys.
We
So,
do, we
shall we?
do.
Let's get into it.
Despite my high energy, as we know. For those in my personal life that are in the know of no, I've been going through a growing period.
We love you still.
That's what I'm calling it, a growing period.
Growing pains, period.
A growing period. A process of reflection. So I've been listening to a couple of podcasts. So yeah, a couple of podcasts. But the one I'm going to recommend today is called To the Sisters. And the episodes I'm going to recommend particularly, let me go back to it because Apple locked me out for some strange reason. Episodes I'm going to recommend specifically is Why Can't We Be Friends With Men? Male Besties, Platonic Friendships, and Friends With Benefits.
Is this an episode or the name of the
That's
podcast?
the episode.
Of which podcast?
To the sisters. To my sister. Sorry.
To my sister.
Yeah. So
Okay.
the podcast is called To My Sister. I'm going to recommend some episodes because a girl's been going through it. A girl's been going through it and she needs perspective. So yeah, one of the episodes I'd recommend is Why Can't We Be Friends With Men? Male Besties, Platonic Friendships, and Friends With Benefits.
And office husbands and wives as well. That's a thing.
Other one I would recommend is The Selfish Years, Finding Yourself Dealing With Fear and Building Intimate Relationships.
Send those to me, please, so that I know what
Yeah.
to put on the thing. Thank you.
So for reference, that will be episode, let me go back to it, 32 and 26, and also recommend episode 25, which is You're Going to End Up Alone: Loneliness, Hyper-Independence, and the Modern Woman.
I need to listen to
See,
that
I've been telling you,
episode.
I've been deep in my life since the past 2 weeks, although everything's been
For
happening.
fuck's
I've been
sake.
deep in it.
Like, I've
See,
actually been thinking lately as well about my hyper independence, and
independence.
it's really maddening because I'm seeing someone obviously, and my hyper independence rears its head at really vicious points, and I don't know. Anyway, continue, carry on.
So the second podcast I'm going to recommend is the No Shade podcast. Well, it's just No Shade podcast. I refuse to put the in front of the name. And the episodes I'm going to recommend is Situationship After Situationship. I Still Rise. I Still Rise. Do I Rise? That's a good episode. And so basically, a period of reflection. So I've been going through emotions of like trying to figure out where I am in regards to my relationships, not just like intimate relationships, but also my personal relationships with my family and my friends as well.
Best not be cutting me out.
I'll never cut you out, mate.
Okay, we're gonna be toxic together forever.
Innocent, we're
Together
interdependent.
forever. I love you forever.
We're interdependent. That's what
I'm
we are.
gonna cut this bit out. People can't be knowing that this is our situation. Men wouldn't want us because the comma's a package.
Wouldn't they?
We need to deceive them that we need to like.
No, think about it.
Let them be
No.
obsessed with us and then be like,
But think about it. If they think
well,
they're getting a package, they might be like, but you like your best friend. Should we do it together?
no, we're not doing this
I
together.
know we're not, but you lure them in with the potential of it. Because men like a fantasy, right? So
They
you build that
do. Yeah,
fantasy.
but the type of men that we want, I don't think that's what they go for per se.
No, they don't. But if you just want a quick beat,
Ah!
you know I have to love them. I'm joking. I'm a Christian girl.
Are we joking?
Goodness. I'm joking.
We're both going out. I'm just saying we're going out tonight, guys. And it's gonna get a bit messy, depending on where we go. I feel like we're of a certain age that like we can't be going to the places that we used to go to before.
Where do you want to go?
We'll look at the places that we used to go to before, and if it's vibes, then sure. If not.
But I think the place we used to go to have good music. That's the only
Yeah,
thing.
I agree. I agree. I just feel like the boys that are going to be there will be boys.
Well, anyway, to my next
Yes,
recommendation.
I'm sorry.
My next recommendation is a song. I'll actually, Jenna told me to listen to Give Yum's album. I still haven't listened to it fully. I haven't listened to it fully, but the song that I really do like, which I feel resonates with my whole process of like,
I'm so
you
excited.
never know which song it's gonna be.
It's on the album. Every song bangs.
The song that's got like with a theme of reflection and growth and from Givion's album is For Tonight. If you know the song, you know the song. And if you know what if you, and for the, I say, do you know what For Tonight is about?
Yes, I do.
For those who do not know who have heard the album yet, so for tonight, Givion is saying that we both know this ain't gonna go anywhere. So just for tonight, let's move ourselves, let's fuck it out, and we just know.
Fuck it out. Fuck it out. Fuck it out. Fuck it out.
You know, I still have your
Carry on.
quote written down.
What quote?
You told me to write a quote down to remind you one day when you become famous.
My past is coming to haunt me, guys. My past is
Nah.
coming to haunt me.
I actually
Oh, what
like
did
the
I
line.
say?
It's
Jesus
actually the title of
Christ.
my of the you know what my ref where I wrote my notes of my writing.
Yeah.
It's actually the one when it's close to me because no one will ever guess that's where I write my things. People look
I
at it like, ooh. But Jenna told me to write this as a like a line.
How many years after I said the quote did I say you should tell me about it?
Well, this was my date.
Oh, fair enough.
So
Fine.
I can say any word that I
Fine.
want. You book, you bust, you go. She said, you said I should make like the most hot of my life. And here we are. I haven't yet made the most of my life. Well, she said those words to me. And she said, faith should be the motto of your life. So here we are, Jenna. I'm bringing those words back to you. You fuck. Your bus, you go.
I mean, it kind of is the motto my life. No
It
remorse, no regrets, no surrender.
But yes. Those are my recommendations and a period of reflection from Uncle Chenna.
I
Chenna's
ain't
words.
reflecting nothing. I am vibing. I'm all about my career. You know, I have this whole city vibe going on, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a city girl in a minute. Like, in a
Ooh.
few months, obviously, not yet, not quite. But my recommendations, anyway, oh my God, we're like 10 minutes into this. My recommendation is a film called The Gray Man. Really good. If you're into action, fighting, boxing it out, you know, erotic man, physical shit, watch that. Guns, men busting it out, fighting in the streets and shit. If that's you, this film is for you. It hits the spot. Also, excuse me, I also recently watched That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, and let me just
Oh,
tell you, goddamn,
kind of behind, aren't you?
I've watched the entire thing.
I haven't watched this still.
Oh yeah, I've watched the entire thing. It's fucking lit. There's adventure. It's so weird because, like, I remember thinking back when I saw like the picture, and I was like, I'm never watching that. But obviously, I did watch it, and it actually turned out to be really good. So I'm definitely really surprised about that. But it was really, really good, and I do recommend it. It's got action. It's got like, if you want like an MC who's like really smart, overpowered, you know, he's also kind of got like a harem, men and women. So you know, there's not too much fan service going on either. So it's really, really good. Yeah, easy watch, standard stuff. And The Devil is a Part-Timer season 2 literally just started. So if you want to get back into
Talking about
it
season two,
started.
have you watched Clash of the Elite?
Shh,
Season two is coming out!
guess what my review is?
Don't say Clash
Classroom
of
of the
the Elite.
Idiot. It on
Season
I'm
two.
no season one,
Oh
but season
Lord.
two literally just started. There's like we're 4 episodes in. So I was like, okay,
I haven't got Crunchyroll
let me give
Prime
this a
yet.
chill.
I need Crunchyroll Prime.
I'm telling you. So that's literally the next I was gonna recommend. Classroom of the
Yeah,
Idiot.
Clash of the Elite season two is
Oh,
coming up.
it's
If you
great.
don't know, you need to know.
If you don't know, now you know. Big words, N words.
Yeah.
If you don't know, now you know. And so I have as a recommendation. Overlord also is new. Season 2 is also out. I mean, Overlord's watched the whole. I mean, it's just a simple, easy watch. To be honest, it really should not be in my recommended, but here we are. The next thing that I'm going to recommend is Beyoncé's album. It was B-Day on Friday. 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 It
It
was B-Day on
was.
Friday. A Friday. A. So basically, Renaissance
The Queen Bee.
landed. This is part one of a three-part album that we're going to receive.
It's a three-part album.
Yes, it's three parts. Baby girl,
Bruh, she has been
I am
working.
excited. It's three parts.
She has
She's
been
been busy.
working.
She's been working for us. The album was lit. She said, and the B has said, we don't want it. When B says yes, we say yes. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Literally, she people told her she got it brought back, and when no one even heard of people it, not in
She.
a word, not in a whistle.
So Beyonce is giving me life. The album so far, I'm only like 4, 5 tracks into it. And I'm loving it. Thick sounds like it's gonna be great. So far, I'm loving That Girl. I'm That Girl. I'm loving Cuff It. And obviously, Been Loving Break My Soul. So there. Anyway, she said, Beyonce, that is. So she reflected and she said, this three-act project was recorded over 3 years during the pandemic. A time to be still. But also a time I found to be most creative. Creating this album allowed me a place to dream, to find escape, during a scary time for the world. It allowed me to feel free and adventurous in a time when little else was moving. My intention was to create a safe place, a place without judgment, a place to be free of perfectionism and overthinking, a place to scream, release, feel freedom. It was a beautiful journey of exploration, and I'm excited. She ends this little prose thing. Just basically go on her page if you want to find it. She said, "To all my fans, I hope you find joy in this music. I hope it inspires you to release the wiggle, ha, and to feel as unique, strong, and sexy as you motherfucking are." She didn't say motherfucking, but you motherfucking are. Love y'all deep. We love you deep. I don't know. Her, what was it? The Disney one. Wasn't really feeling that.
Black is Pride.
Yeah. And then the one she did before that. Freedom, freedom. I
I do
get
like
that
that. I
album.
like that album.
That was,
I love that album.
oh my God. Oh my
The
God. That
Formation album.
oof.
Formation video.
Formation.
Yeah.
Literally, it dropped the day that we went to see her live.
It? You
Yes.
saw Beyoncé live?
Of course I did. Her and
Then.
her husband.
You went to see the Carters?
I went to see the Carters. You don't know how many years ago. This was years ago.
I'm
God, this was years
jealous. You
ago.
got to see the Carters
I got
together.
to see the Carters. Me, my sister, my auntie, and Claire. So yeah, that's my recommendation.
Great, great.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. And on to the review of the week. Cheryl, what you got for us?
I am ruining a K-drama.
A K-drama that's just gonna spoil for me, by the way, because I'm only on episode one.
Well, who told you to be that slow? Huh?
Oh, budget, oh, budget. It means you're spoiled. How dare you?
The way I was watching this, you know what? I even
You
downloaded
watch
it it at work in my brain. I'm like, I refuse.
Oh my God.
You know what? Like, it's not like a fear of not knowing, because I'll eventually watch it. It's just the fact that I didn't want to wait. I was impatient. That's what it really was. It came down to. So I am reviewing Remarriage and Desires. It's a K-drama on Netflix. It was it's great.
Beautiful.
What do you think of the intro? I love the intro.
Oh,
The
sorry.
piano, the singing, the imagery. It does it. You know, there's some like intros that you're like, skip, skip. This one, I was
Ooh,
like,
no.
no. I will let you play out. Each eight times it played out. I accepted it for what it was. A beautiful intro. Simply as it is, a beautiful intro. So, to give you a synopsis of what Remarriage and Desire is, it starts off. See, if I say the names wrong, don't come at me.
We
Disclaimer.
are uncultured swines over here.
It's a disclaimer. As long as I say the name, I was like, well, let me catch myself before someone catches
Forgive
me.
me before I go through this particular faux pas.
Song here, song. I probably said that wrong, but it is what it is. Who gets lost? Who lost everything who lost everything in an instant after living as a middle class housewife in Gangnam? Reunites with a woman who upended her life at Rex, a marriage information company for the upper class, and participates in a race of desires and for revenge. That's not a great synopsis, but I'm going to tell you what the story is about anyway. So, as the synopsis says, we follow our main lead, Hye Song. So, what happens is she finds out that her husband, that she's been married to for X, Y years, has been having an affair with a woman at his company. I'm assuming they work with trading or in a bank of something of some sort, because as her husband was having an affair with this woman, they were doing like inter trading with the company, and basically they were skimming money off the profits and transferring it into their accounts. Well, into the woman he's having an affair with. And then one day he goes to Hye Song and he's like, "I'm divorcing you." And she's like, "You're joking. You're mad. You're divorcing
She
me."
said it was so casual. She was literally typing on her laptop and she was like, okay, like,
Like,
no, you're not.
no. And he's like,
Yes, I
Excuse
am.
me? It's like, no. That's a way to refuse her, just like a divorce. And then the next day he comes and is like, I'm leaving you. And he's like, are you being serious? Like, I've been the best you can ever get. I have taken care of your mother. I've taken care of the house. I have put myself aside so you can progress in your career. I have done X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, rightfully so. You should be claiming your titles as you've done. Like, who is he to demand a divorce if you've been doing all these things for him? Rightfully so. And then she just like, what is it? Are you seeing someone? Is it like, do you actually love her? What was it for? And he's like, yeah, I'm divorcing you for another woman. And then she signs the paper. She lets go. She moves on. Well, she's about to move on. And then her husband gets accused of rape and practically stealing from the company by the woman he was having an affair with, because he went to the woman he was having an affair with and was like, I'm divorcing my wife for you. Let's get married. And she's like, bitch, no. He's like, we had a mutual agreement. You were breaking our agreement. She was like, you're breaking our agreement. This was for profit. There's no profit in this. And so she goes to the company, is like, this
She
man.
said, nah, get your wife to take you back.
She's like, and he's like, no, we're doing this. Like, so she's like, okay, you wanna try this? She goes to the hiring manager. She's like, my superior's been fucking me. In fact, he didn't even fuck me.
Trigger warning. He
He raped
raped
me.
me. Oof.
Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot that, mate. And so they go to the husband. She's like, so she says you've done the X, Y, Z, and you've been stealing from us. So what are you gonna do? And he's like, I'm obviously referring because I couldn't do this by myself. Like, you know, there's like, obviously in the back there's procedures of how things are done.
Yeah.
You can't do something by yourself without your name being tagged to something, even for us in the firms we use.
Yeah, someone else has to say it was okay, that you did
Yeah,
actually
you need
do
someone to
feel
approve what we do. So he was like, well, even if I have done it, she like if she knew about it, that means she was involved. And so they were like, okay, fair enough, but we still can't
do
help you
anything
because
because
she's
you raped
accusing
us.
you've been
Because
accused of rape.
sexual assault.
Yeah, especially if you're a direct
Manager.
manager, we actually have to fire you because it's
She
an...
could have also done it under duress because you have done this to her.
Yeah. So he calls his wife and he's like, mate, I've been framed, and then commits suicide. But it's not, we don't know if it's suicide per se, because we saw an image of him being with a hand behind the back.
Well, that was a dream.
Was it a dream?
Oh, wow. They showed it. They showed the sequence as a dream. Basically, they showed that scene and then they showed her waking up from like a nightmare.
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. I hear that. So,
That's what they've deemed it to me to be. That's literally where I ended, by the way. So
is
going
that where you
forward, I'm not.
ended?
Yeah, season episode one, man.
Let me get her
How
name
many
out.
episodes are there?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
That's short.
Exactly, but they've insinuated this in season two, but I'm not gonna watch season two. Because you know how they are sometimes with season two Korean dramas.
But I feel like this would actually be a good season two because it's probably going to be a 16 episode season and they're just calling it season two.
Yeah.
Exactly. Netflix, you know.
So then Jin Yoo-hee, the other woman that the husband was having an affair with, practically joins a dating agency to marry a rich man. And
But
she
the woman that was gone, or the one that said she was assaulted.
the woman was assaulted
Okay.
to marry a rich man to get revenge on her father, who's a politician. So her ambition is to marry rich so she can cut his funding to be the next congressman of the thing.
The town that they're in.
Yeah.
Gangnam?
Yeah, Ghana. That's her ambition. Like, to get her revenge. She's like, I won't let you progress in your future. Let me get married. Stop the funding. Because the person who was funding him was part of the dating agency. Like, he was in a dating agency looking for a wife. So she's like specifically targeting him
Him specifically.
so she can cut the funding.
Okay.
And then, so Hyesung finds this out, joins the same dating agency,
That the woman.
yeah, that Yoon-ji went to, and so they have this like rivalry to get this man, but it's not rivalry for her. It's not rivalry in the sense like she wants to marry him for the sake of love, but eventually as Korean dramas do. She does
Start falling in
eventually
love. Who
fall
starts falling in love?
So the man the dating that they're both targeting
Mm.
likes his song, the original woman, the
Okay.
main character.
Okay.
And she likes him back.
Okay.
So yeah, it just
He knows she's got a kid.
yeah, she knows. But he also has a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, he has a kid as well from a previous marriage. So coincidentally, his wife also had an affair.
Oh.
Yeah. And he had an affair with one of his business partners.
Ooh,
Spicy,
spicy.
I
Spicy.
Yeah, she had an affair with one of his business partners. He doesn't know it's one of his business partners. He just knows he had an affair. It's not until later episodes it's revealed that the person was his business
I
partner.
see. Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting to see the dynamics of how the relationships build and how the characters. To be honest, I don't feel like there's much character growth in the series, but the characters are very true to their nature in regards to how
Yeah,
they
it's
act.
true to the goal that they've got on,
Yeah,
right?
like in the sense of like it shows you like for Yoon-hee, so the woman who was having an affair, it shows you the extent of how far she would go to get her goal.
Okay.
Like, I want to say something, but I know it's gonna be like very spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Very
Carry
spoiler.
on.
So we know like Hae Song has a child, she has a daughter, all right? So she hires a man to
Look after a kid.
no, not look after her kid. So he's a lorry driver. He has a man drive into her, into Hae Song's daughter.
Who does?
You he.
The guy she's seeing.
No, you he is a woman that was having an affair, right?
Oh,
She
okay.
hires a man to
Hit the daughter.
like practically run over her, yeah.
Mad. Freaking, what?
I didn't say it's a
Like
spoiler.
father, like daughter. Fucking
What do you
hell.
mean?
But she thinks her dad is bad. She's evil too.
Well, her dad didn't really do much apart from not marry her mother.
Really? And that's why she wants revenge on him?
So he went to her dad and was like, oh, I'm your daughter. And his dad's like, you're a peasant girl. And that's why she went to revenge. Because she
What?
was it was a
Okay.
rejection for her that she
So
because she was re that that
she's
the
a result of an affair.
she's not a result of an affair. It was a she was out of wedlock. It was just they were seeing each other.
Oh, they were dating each
Yeah,
other.
her father and mother were dating, and then she got pregnant. But then, what she didn't, the time she got pregnant, he was seeing another woman, and he married the other woman. And then, when after she was born, the mother was like, "That's your father." And then she went to see her father, and she's like, "I'm your daughter." And he was like, "You ain't mine."
And so now she wants him gone.
Yeah,
She wants him
so
dead
it's
in the
not like
water.
it's not like. It's an abandonment issue, and it's also like you're treated like a peasant. She was treated like a peasant. He went literally,
Okay, I guess I get it, but I
because he
guess.
went to the father, and his wife came out, and he was like, who's that? She was like, oh, it's just a street person. She was just wandering around. And he's like, oh, okay, dear, come inside. And he goes to her, is like, here, take some cash, take a taxi home. Like, she's a beggar.
I mean, she is. I
Yeah, I'll be offended still.
would be, yeah. I don't know if I'll make him my life's goal to ruin his life, but
You'd have to be realistic. Like,
maybe like
at the time,
I get a
she
job where
was a
he works
child.
and then I'll poison his
She
future. I
was a
don't know. I
child
can
at
do
the
that.
time. So, like, depending on how mature she was, I'm trying to
Yeah, but
justify
like
her
when you get to
actions.
like 25, you've got to think and be like, I'm like, is this worth it? Is this what I'm gonna spend my life doing? Like, what if after like you've
But her goal was
accomplished?
very driven. She became a lawyer. She was an accomplished lawyer. She was
True.
about to. She was her goal, and even with
But
that,
basically she made her entire life about him.
yeah, she
He
did.
has so much power over her.
She did, yeah. And then she was gonna also marry, eventually marry rich because of him.
Not for
Look,
love,
not
not
for
because she
love, but
wanted
that's the
to.
thing. But that's the thing. This show isn't about love. It's
Fair enough.
called Remarriage and Desires for reasons. It's
It's
not.
not
It's not
the
about love.
marriage and
Even
love.
like the owner of Rex, she who goes to what's
That's
his
the dating
name?
agency, right?
Yeah, the dating agency. Who goes to, what's his name again? Let me get you up. I can't remember his name. Anyway, the man they're both trying to get. So she approaches him and was like, join my dating agency. He's like, no, I don't want to marry. He's like, okay, see it as a contract. You need a woman who's going to be your trophy wife to present to the board of directors to show them you're
So that you're
stable.
responsible
Yeah,
and blah blah blah.
so it's not about, so even like in the relate in regards to the, how to build relationships, it's based off what can I gain and what do you want from me? Because
Okay.
she was even gonna Hye Sung was gonna marry a man just to make sure that Yoo Hee went to prison. It's literally about
Desires, like what they
exactly what
want.
do you want. Like
Yeah.
it's not about, this show is not about, as I said, I've been going through a period of reflection. This is what was one of the things I was watching too, about basically in a relationship you go into as transactional as they
It's very
are.
intentional.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like you have to think about what can you gain and what will you be losing to gain what you want. And yeah, it was a, it's a great show. It's,
How does it end? How does.
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. You don't want to tell the people?
I want you to watch the ending because you see it coming and you just accept it. You see it coming. Like I think by
I
episode
feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby. I feel it
this just reminds
coming.
me of the video I sent you this morning.
What video did you send me?
On the weekend.
Okay, that is on my mini mind blowers because,
Oh,
bro, what are you doing?
I ain't hating.
Huh?
I wasn't hating on it.
I was.
Were
I
you?
don't know why though, because I love it. But I was like, a bit
I
weird doing it on such a stage. Like, you don't know who's there.
But you have to remember the Weeknd's
His
fan base.
music is very sexual. So if
No,
your child is
his
there,
fan
then
base is predominantly
women,
women.
yes, but. I was more thinking, what if young kids are there? But then, should they be listening to his music anyway?
I don't think that's his
So,
target
yeah,
audience.
they're not his target audience. His target audience are
A
like
woman.
grown people.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Then that's fine. Then I look at it different now.
I still appreciate
Yeah, people
it.
blow it. Just in the comments. Just in the
I didn't
comments.
go to the comments.
The comments
The
were
way
wild. They were
I
like, he's trying to be the rose. He's trying.
was just replaying the video back and forth. I was like, oh, okay. I see
Men.
you.
Don't be doing no alphabet. Go watch that video. No alphabet, no spelling my name. If you know what I mean, yeah. No spelling.
Weeknd
Fast.
has given you an actual visual.
He's giving it. He's giving the tea. He's giving you what we need.
The way I watched it on repeat, just on repeat, for a whole 3 minutes. And I was like, I need to share this with someone who understands.
I said, bro, I honestly. I don't know when I became that person who was thinking, what if kids are in the for fuck's
Oh, I
sake.
didn't think about that. I was like, you go. You
He
fucking
was
go.
going fast as well. Like,
But you know what I was thinking about? I was like, imagine the pressure.
my God. Have you had it?
But yeah. Well, I was thinking about it, I was really deep in it. Not me.
Omar, let me just tell you now, you're missing out. Especially like when you've just come and then like he's holding your pelvis like to his like your hips to his face and like nah, the weekend, yeah. Are you taking a summer? You need like a Abel, not the weekend. Let me call you Abel.
Be personal.
Yes, let's get personal. Blah. Let's get personal. Like I know you. I know I don't. But based on what you did, I feel like I know you. I feel like I'm ready to receive. That is fucking weird.
It, though.
I stop. I'm stopping. I'm stopping. I'm stopping. I promise I'm stopping. Okay. Do you want to do more reviews?
My review is
How did you
over.
like how it ended?
It was underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Yeah.
Ugh. And that's what you want me best just say the end.
So she does go to prison. She gets her revenge. But she gets married as well.
To the guy.
To the guy she loves, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I was upset about that. And the reason I'm upset about it is because the whole premise of this show was marriage out of contract, like to gain or to
Oh,
lose.
like
Yeah, but she ends up like
marriage
she
and desire.
Desire, yeah. But so I was like,
Remarried, sorry, and
remarrying
desire.
Lydia because she's a divorcee and his is also a divorcee. So I was premising, I was like, okay, I get it. We you need a happy
But
ending.
isn't the premise that they are being remarried and they do desire each
They do desire each other, and I guess she does get to marry. She gets a
other?
husband that loves her, and he gets a woman that loves her and loves her, his child. So I guess they both win. But I was just like,
Do you love me enough for me to face fuck you? That's a thing. I'm sorry. My mind is completely somewhere else. Carry on.
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
If she hasn't told you already, we're going out. I don't know what she's planning to do while we're out,
I
but
honestly don't know. I'm gonna
and
be crazy, bro. Oh, this is not good. This is really not
we
good.
need to finish recording the scene then.
Exactly. Quick as well.
It's
Unless
10. Okay,
it
I
is.
am done. So I would 100% recommend this. If you just want something, it is lighthearted, because as I said, I was watching at work. I shouldn't have, because my manager came back from London this week. And then next week's month ends, so I shouldn't have. But you do what you do for the sake of enjoyment.
It is what it is.
As I keep telling my mother.
If there's extra work to do, that ain't my fault.
It really isn't. Because this week
You weren't here.
I've been covering people, and this week I've been saying, if it's not done, it's not done. And people have just looked at me and it's like, excuse me, it's like, yeah.
I'll try my best.
It's like, it's 5 o'clock. See you tomorrow.
The
I
best that
don't even say that because even it came to Friday. I was like, Hayley, here's my MP1. So MP1's what our timesheets
can.
for the month. So I was like, here's my timesheet for the month. She's like, cool. Is there anything else? I was like, yeah, I'm going home. I'll see you next week. She's like, he's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, mate. I didn't say yeah, mate, but that's what I said in my head. I was like, yeah, I'll see you next week. Pack my things, like, mate, see you.
Me?
Got tipsy at work.
I did. And you know what my colleagues asked me? Are you coming to the pub? I looked at these people and I said, you know I have to drive, yeah?
You're driving London?
No. When I get home, when I get to the train station, I
Yeah.
have to take my car and drive home.
I was about to say, like, you're driving in London, that's
And they want me to
mad.
drink more. These people, yeah. I love it though. I love it because I love drinking. But like, they're like, Achena, you're still on like one drink. I'm like, please, you don't understand. They
You
think I
alcoholics?
didn't like drink.
Alcoholics?
They think I didn't like drinking, but I'm like, trust me.
I do.
Before I turn
I'm
a new
one of
leaf,
you.
I really am. I'm just not, Yeah.
No, I think if you actually weren't driving, you'd
Excuse
drink much more.
me.
I think if you weren't driving, you'd drink much more. Because even
Yeah,
right now.
I think it's kind of the speed that I drink. Because this is just the second one and it's taking me like 2 hours to drink. Mad. So a can every hour. Imagine a glass of gin and I'm halfway through and it's been an hour. And they're like, do you not like your drink? My ice has melted at this point.
That's disgusting.
Exactly. And they're like, well, don't you like that? I do, but like, I just can't drink as much.
Fast.
So just give me like shots. I feel like that's what I'm just gonna be drinking now, like just
That's the
shots.
way forward, then. Straight alcohol.
Straight up, exactly.
Straight
So
alcohol.
my review for today is Classroom of the Elite,
Season one.
season one. Season two has just started, so I'm like, clickbait!
Nah, it was pure enjoyment. When I saw Crunchyroll's announcement, I was like, bitch, it's been 5 years. You've made me wait 5 fucking years for you.
Do you know how long we've been waiting for Devil Is a Part-Timer season two? Or more. Let's not even get into
I
that
even
one.
considered going to the light novel. I even considered.
It's a great anime. It if you're looking
really
for an anime with 1,000 IQ students, overpowered student
intellectual.
council, intellectual, scheming bitches, this is the anime to watch.
To literally have a point system, who could cheat the system the best.
Yes. Basically, it's kind of like life. Yeah. They're like, oh, once you get into this really exclusive school, life is sorted out for you. Once you graduate, but they don't tell you how you pass. They don't tell you that you have to go through so much. Exams upon exams.
Hold up.
Tribulations of scheming bitches.
Please call.
Like, Clash of the Elite. It's overpowered. It's great. There's no action per se, but it's very scheming. The main protagonist, he is
Yuji.
he's very manipulative, and you don't find that out until the end.
You don't even see either.
Spoilers. You don't even, yes, you don't even you I mean, you do know that he has ulterior motives for joining the school because they show like flashbacks and what happened to him when he was younger. But literally at the end, we're like, we find out he's a fucking like damn, like that's cold, bro. That's literally what you'd be thinking at the end of this.
You
He
know what's
makes friends and he's like, you guys are basically just
what's
friends to
actually
me.
like what's mind blowing is like he's so smart, but he's not rich enough to be in the top class, so they put him in the bottom class.
He is. He intentionally got an average on that test that they did. He got bang on 50%. Back like bang on. How do you do that and not know for sure that those 50% that you got them right? Yeah. He's like, he's mad crazy. I feel like he intentionally did that for a reason. For a reason.
You just don't want to compete with other people.
And like he loves using people, but he uses people. I don't really know how they're kind of gonna get to the end if he's going to eventually not be a scheming little bitch that he is right now. Who knows? But anyway, at the moment, the sense of it is, you know, like when you watch an anime and like the protagonist, although maybe he started off kind of wayward and kind of bad, and like he ends up being good at the end. And you kind of feel like, oh, maybe, and like he opens up more, he's like friends with everyone. You know, that quiet kid anime. And then you think at the end, you know, he's going to be like all happy and hunky dory. Everything's great. The two main people, they're now friends now and they've acknowledged each other. And then like this Tsundere character was finally having her heart to heart moment, like, oh, okay, fine, like maybe I consider you a friend or something. And he's like, oh, girl. Not at one point did I say that I considered you a friend. And I said, what? You do what? And the way they showed it, the menacing glance on his face, the way they cut the cat, like it was so light-hearted when she was expressing herself to him, and the look on his face, the entire anime, by the way, it's this blasé look. It's this look of like complete nonchalance, like he doesn't care.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the fucking look, and he's just there like
Ayana Koji has a blank face. Like,
it's
if
just
someone has rest
complete.
and bitch face, that's the definition of it.
Like he's like that awkward weird kid that everyone you know tries to love and he helps people out and everyone's like, oh, like he's okay, but he's just quiet, so just leave him
But the thing
alone.
is, he's not
But he's a
awkward.
scheming bitch.
He
Yeah, he
he's not awkward.
intentionally
He
refuses to socialize.
just watching people to see their reaction, to learn their behaviors.
And to use them to accomplish his goal because we don't know what that is yet. Which is why I'm excited that season two is now finally out because hopefully we get to know why he's such a scheming little bastard. We also get to know more about class one, I hope. So basically the premise of it is they get to the school, There's class, the class A, class B, class C, class D. D is the lowest, A is the highest, and that's literally how they put them. So now you can do things, get better grades on your tests. You can do more activities to be able to get more points. And then you'll be able to go from class D to class A, for example. You don't change, you can never change classmates. You are literally with who you are. You can never change classes either. So yeah, you're stuck in the class. And whoever's at the end of, I think at the end of the year or at the end of the school or wherever, whoever's at the end, I think they get thrown out of the school or something. Right. So you don't want to be in class D basically at the end of the year or at the end of the whatever.
Yeah, and even some of the storyline, I think it's in episode one, they get given 100 points to spend as they want, and
Yes.
then
And
everyone's going
quite
on
literally the word is as they want.
one
Like you can spend it on
whatever they
anything.
want. And people in
And also
his
you can't
class,
go outside. You are literally in your own
but the
economical
school
bubble.
system, like they have a shopping mall, they have a gate, like an
Karaoke, they have
arcade.
everything
It's like
going on there.
the whole, they have an entire
Dormitory,
city,
everything.
the entire
Yeah, in the
site,
school.
the school's an entire city
On its
practically.
own, yeah.
And they, some of his classmates spend like half this their points in
In one
one week.
week, yeah,
And then his teacher's
they go
like,
extra vegan.
so
At the end of the
your
month,
points actually
so
are
they're
for
meant to
the
get points
in the
every
year.
month, but on the second month they got nothing, and they were like, "Oh, why don't I have nothing?" And the teacher was like, "Because you have 0 points. I would give you the points, and you guys have scored no points because you have been wayward. You have not done anything. Your test, you all failed. You barely passed." And she was like, "So you get nothing."
And the only person who
And
has points left is Yuji, who's on 80,
money,
because
Yuji
he has
and the other girl,
other
she
girl.
had like
Because
80k left or
because
so.
even for food costs points,
Yeah.
and some of these people were going on lovish meals. I'm not hating on the meals,
Yeah.
but it does affect. And because Yuji was like, I'm willing to have simple meals. I'm going to have oats for breakfast, X, Y, Z, and he saved his money, and he's the only one out of all. And the other girl who had enough points to last them.
And the other girl.
I said, and the other
No,
girl.
and the other girl.
Who was the other
There were three
girl?
of them. There's, the one that's really fun, but inside she's a bitch. Like she's crazy. I don't remember her name. She's got orange hair. That one. So that's the tsundere girl. That's the girl, the one with the pink hair. That's all lovey-dovey and everyone loves her in the class, but she's a crazy person.
She didn't spend the money because she was so pretty. The guys were buying her things. Pretty privilege is real. It was in the anime. But yeah, she saved the money because all the guys were buying her presents.
And also, the other, the similar one, I don't remember her name. She has a brother in the school as well, and there's a little like subplot
Rivalry.
to that one as well. So it's really interesting. The story is very like literally when you from when you start, it's a bit of a slow start, but once you get off, when you, once you get through episode one, you stick to it. It's so good. It's so engaging. You want to know what happens next. And I think that's literally what kind of got
That's
me.
the episode when he tells her you were
Yeah,
just.
that fucking like exactly. Like it's dark, his hair is flowing in the night, and he's just like
No.
thinking to himself, like, "Bitch, you ain't my friend. I'm gonna use you, and I'm gonna throw you to the dogs."
Ayane
Yeah,
Koji is cold-hearted. Cold-hearted.
like. I don't know if you've seen Irregular at Magic High School, but it's
No.
like the main protagonist guy there. But imagine if he was like heartless. Because that guy is a good guy. It's like him, but cold. And he's got physical abilities. Like this guy can fight, but he chooses not to even stand up for people. They were in a bus, right? And this old woman, you can see that she's struggling to sit down. Literally, first episode. He's just looking at them like, interesting. I wonder how this is going to play out. And that's literally what he decides to do the entire time he's at the school. He's watching them make every single decision he makes. There's a reason for it. And then he gets other people to take credit for what he does. because he doesn't want the fame that comes with it. So now he tells these people, "Well, don't worry, I'll tell everyone that you did this, so that like because you know I'm quiet, people don't really know me like that, so that you get the credit." And obviously, these people they want the credit because they because now they know that they're in a competition, so they want the credit because they also get extra credits for being good. So, or for being the one who passes the challenge or whatever. So he gives them the credit for this, but he's doing this so that they can owe him. Do you get me?
The building
So
currency.
exactly, he's building currency in the people so that at some point I feel in my heart of heart he's going to move mad and they will have no choice but to back him. But anyway, that's by the by. I definitely recommend you guys to watch this. I'm sorry, this literally I have to cut this short. Otherwise, I would have given more of an in-depth regarding the series, but it's very good. It's very If the story I feel flows quite well, although it's unfinished, because I felt like they should have given us more information about why he's so intent on having revenge on whoever it is that he wants revenge on, because clearly you can see that he has angst against someone or against somebody, and there's also like a shadowy person who has told the school that they should exclude him from the school, or what's the word? Exclude him from the school. But I don't think it's that straightforward. They say that he's like the most useless person, but why? Because so far what we've seen that he is that he's very smart. So we need more information, and I'm hoping that season two can kind of provide that to us. So yeah, that's pretty much me for this review.
I'm
Let us
excited
know what
for
you guys
it.
think about Remarriage and Desire and about Classroom of the Elite on Twitter, or just hashtag the CU show. And yeah, we'll love that. We'll love to see you guys engage with us. Okay, on to the next segment, which is
Mind blowers.
Love Island.
Onto the final week.
The final week is coming. I think it's ending tomorrow anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, on Sunday, I think. I don't know, but I don't really care. I literally told you last week, I'm like, I'm done. The dates look really cute though. Dami and India, I love
Dominant
them.
India didn't get any votes for the weakest couple.
What do you mean?
So they had a text. They had to reply, who do you think is the weakest couple? And people who got the highest votes risk then don't.
Oh,
Dami and India got 0 votes. People think they're
that
like
they're good.
stable.
Oh, great. So is the last fantastic. So they made it then. Oh,
They can't
lovely.
get voted out. But you know who's
Wow.
in the bottom? Which I was.
Paige and
No, not Paige. Ekin-Su.
Ekin-Su and Davide. And who? And Tasha and Thingy.
Not Tasha. It's
Luca and Dunlop.
Luke and
Yeah,
Gemma.
Gemma's gotta go.
I'm not surprised about Gemma. What I'm surprised about is Ekin. Oh, okay,
That Ekin-Su's
I
there.
get it. What Ekin-Su, because the islanders had to vote. It's not the public who's voting. So the islanders have seen it as they're having too many arguments. People who argue that much.
Yeah, but like Paige and Thingy have only been together like 10
Yeah,
days.
10
The
days. They
fuck?
only got 1 vote.
Who voted? I bet he's Indian. I voted for them.
They
I
were,
bet it's India that voted for them.
probably, yeah.
Definitely.
India was like, it's only been like, a week or two.
Yeah, she did. I told you. I knew it. I
She
knew my
didn't say
girl. I
those
know my
words.
girl.
But yeah, she only got 1 vote, Paige.
Mad.
But David and Ekisi, Gemma and Luca.
I wish Davide. Oh, I don't know. Because
Got
I
the
feel
lowest
like
vote.
I don't think that they are like in love with each other. I do think
I
that
think they're
there's more
compatible.
chemistry there than there is for Gemma and Luca.
Yeah.
And what's her face?
Paige.
Paige and Adam.
I don't know.
For
I think
sure.
Andrew does have genuine, not genuine, but he likes
He
the
likes,
likeness of
yes.
Tasha.
He's in there with Tasha, I think. Yeah, he really likes her. I don't know if Tasha likes him as much as he does, but that's fine. Someone always likes the other person more
More,
in a
yeah.
relationship anyway, so it's okay. Yeah, looking forward to who wins. I'm glad that they're not threatened or they're not in like the
Well, you
bottom
know
or
what I did
whatever.
see on Twitter? And there was this woman who's like, I work in a care home,
Oh
and
yeah,
I've seen like all these
like
grandmas and
all the
uncle and
grannies, all the
granddads
Brexit
having voting
2.0.
for Gemma and Luca. I was like, this makes sense. The madness
We
makes
forget
sense.
about them. They're the forgotten
People.
side of the UK. They are. They're quite lit because we think that they don't care. They'll be watching the news or some shit, but they're not. They're really paying attention. Fuck. Sometimes we actually do forget that that side of the world exists. We
But
really
yeah,
should.
I was just like, this madness makes sense.
We need to get our grandmas and our parents to be watching Love Island so that they can vote for our people as well. Because all these people can't be having their way.
But I just don't know what they see in Gemma and Luca.
I don't see it either, honestly.
I don't know what they see.
I don't know what they see either. I no, I'm not even kidding. Like I don't get it. Like they fought like Luca is so childish, excuse me. Luca is childish. He has outbursts like he's I mean I guess he's a child, like he's really young, isn't he?
Well,
Like
yeah.
he's like 21, 22.
Yeah,
I mean,
22.
so what do you expect? Anyways, that's it on Love Island, isn't it? That is it on Love Island. Hopefully we see who wins. Who would you like to win?
I can see.
I would like India and Dami to win, but
No, I just want I can see to get that video.
Ekansu, yeah, I get it. I really like Ekansu. She's like a bit of me.
I like it because she came with energy. Her
Energy.
energy went down a bit, but she
Energy.
was consistent.
Yes, she
And
was.
that's what I like about her.
And she did what she came to
There
do.
was also this
Like,
bit.
Ekansu is going to come out and I'm going to see her in Emmerdale. I'm going to see her in Hollyoaks, EastEnders, Dancing with the Stars, Dancing on Ice, Strictly Come Dancing. She's going to be everywhere. What's that Chelsea one?
Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea. Only way is Essex. I want to see her everywhere. Celebrity, celebrity ball, celebrity dance off, everything. I want her there
You know what I
because she's
saw as
entertaining.
well? The person who was handling Ekansu's Twitter this period
Yeah.
was like, what's the word that,
She's
and
the
that
first to reach 1 million followers, you
it
know?
wasn't like, it was like announcement. It's been reported that Ekansu is in hospital and carrying the entire weight of the episode. Yes, she has been carrying the entire weight of
She
this
gave
series.
us content.
She gave
Content.
us
She's
drama,
been
she gave us
steady.
space. She gave us action. She gave us
She made a man lose
romance.
his mind.
She gave us all aspects of
She gave us
life.
everything. She
Yeah.
gave us cute. I'm shy. She gave us I'm a boss ass bitch. She
She
gave us
came, I'm not here
catty.
to make friends.
Damn straight. She gave us girl on girl fight. She gave us
She
everything.
even gave us sister order in the end.
Exactly.
Look at that. A
Fucking love
diverse
it.
there she is.
Fuck. And Gemma has been there. She's done nothing.
She is.
This girl. They gave her the first arc of this fucking thing was all about her. What did she do with it? Fuck all.
She just tried to tell people who her dad was. She tried to keep bringing it in every conversation. Like, who is your family? What, like, are you family oriented?
She keeps saying, she said, oh, Luca's got a face like smart ass. She's the one that's walking around the island with a fucking look that she looks like she's been slapped with a diaper.
Which she has.
Because she's stuck with that idiot. I'm sorry, he's a person. She's stuck with Luca. And I feel like there's this thing. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the video of her just sitting on like one of the day beds and she's just looking into the star, into the nothing like this. And I'm like, nah, this girl's done. Like she's ready to go. The parents haven't gone in yet. Maybe they're gonna go in tonight or tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, today's Saturday. It won't record today.
Well.
Today is
But so
when,
when are they gonna go in there? So when is it gonna end?
as I said, next week. It's the
Like
final
next,
week.
oh, okay. Well, it's gonna be a boring week because there's barely anybody there. Pardon? And on to the next one.
On to the next one.
Now it's weekly mini mind blowers. So what you got for me?
So I saw this video on Instagram, which is originally from TikTok. It's this woman who was talking about how depend. Well, it's a black woman. She was talking about how depending on the type of hairstyle she has, whether she has a weave or she has a natural hair or she has braids, she attracts different calibers of men, which is understandable. Different men like different aesthetics. Which is that's not what I had an issue with. The issue that she was pointing out was the backlash she was getting from black men telling her she's not pretty with her natural hair out. And she was basically cussing, well, rightfully so. Oh, hair in my mouth. Cussing these men out, saying, well, if you don't want me, someone else will want me. So what's your problem? You're not attracted to me. You're not attracted to me. Let it be. Stop.
Right, so she said in her TikTok that only white guys approach her when she has a natural
Natural
hair
hair
out,
and black men don't.
and black men don't.
Yeah.
So black men in her comments were like, "Well, you're ugly with your natural hair." Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, she's saying that she's not attractive.
Raw, mad. Okay, you got something to say?
Sit down.
Oh my God. Okay, so our Buzzy, our big time Buzzy, she's got something to say. There you go.
Please continue with the conversation.
You have the crown.
Oh, are you guys talking about the?
The TikTok.
Yes, I follow her. She's awesome.
She is, isn't it?
Yeah, so she said that statement, that obviously I pull guys with the natural hair. But you know what's crazy? People went and created fake dating app accounts. Black guys went and created fake dating app accounts to just show her that actually her natural hair could pull them. But obviously it was just light. So they were like, look, haha, you can, even with the natural hair, like black guys still like you on the dating
But the
apps.
point is, it's not about the majority of people who are attracted to her
Also,
are men.
dating app and real life is not the same thing. The men that I could pull on dating apps, oh my God. But the men that approach me when I'm in a club that have chest enough to approach me are not black. I'm sorry. I can count on my fingers, 10, the amount of time black men have approached me in a club. And I've gone to bear clubs. And I have my natural hair out. So any or it's either they're doing, oh, like my natural hair, sis. I'm like, bro, I'm in a club. I'm not your sis. Who wants to hear sis? Stay
Sister zone.
sexy. Don't sister me.
Your sister
Are you
zone.
kidding? But I'm sorry, the kind of vim that like men of other races just come with, it's mad. And I'm sorry, but black men ain't it.
Do you know what's funny though? Because her statement, she never said anything about black guys.
She just said
She
that.
just said my natural hair attracts more white
White men,
guys.
yeah.
But everybody took it to offense and tried to prove themselves and further proving a point.
Rubbish. What do you have to say? I'm sorry.
I personally feel that you're attracted to what you're attracted to. Tell people's business.
Damn straight.
Like,
And actually
okay,
listen to what they
you
actually
weren't
say.
attracted to her, let it be. She wasn't asking you to find her
She was
attractive.
just making a
She was
statement.
making a statement. She was just like, people of this caliber like me. End of. That's it. If you don't like her, you don't like her. Move on.
Yeah. How about in your personal experience?
Well, my personal experience, like, well, between me and you, I
You.
no,
In your I said in your personal
and I'm bringing
experience.
it to us.
Oh, goddamn.
Well, you have your natural hair more out than I do. Like,
True.
in most cases, I either have crochet or a wig.
Fair.
I like you have your natural hair out more,
Okay.
and you
I
get
probably have more experience with to be
yeah,
able to
but you
speak
get
on
approached
this.
more by white men, I get approached more by black men. That's a standard reflection.
Oh my God, that's actually the perfect
See,
explanation
I'm so,
for
that's
this.
what I'm saying. I'm bringing it back to us, me and you,
Yeah.
like.
Because I go out with my natural hair and black men rarely ever approach
But
me.
I get approached more by black men just because I have my
More
wig.
Eurocentric pictures and
Yeah.
hair. Absolutely. 100%. And it's so weird. It's weird, right? Like, what a time.
Well, they're searching for a white man, white woman and a black person. No, that's literally it. You think about it. They want someone with a small waist, small booty, small boobs, small nose, straight hair. That is a white woman in a black body.
For fuck's sake, I don't think I like that.
I wouldn't say
I
they
was
like
listening
they
to a
want
podcast the other day, and they were like, there are some men out there that are into their women looking a certain way. I think they were talking about like makeup and stuff. TV, the Day After Tomorrow,
Oh yeah.
The Daily Show. They were talking about that, and they were like, there's certain men who would literally go to their women, oh, do you need your Oh, I don't know. Like, she's ready. Maybe she's got her natural hair out or something. They'll be like, don't you think you should like put your wig on or something? Like, the men would just mention because they want the woman to look a certain way. And I feel like most black men do that. And I've been around where they're like, are you sure you want to go out with your hair looking like that?
But
Like,
it's not even black men. Even my mum sometimes does it to me. She's, I'll have my hair, the natural hair out. She's like, "Are you sure you want two ponytails? Don't you want just one slick back ponytail?"
because it looks more
Because she thinks me having
Eurocentric.
two ponytails makes me
It's
look
childish.
childish
Fair enough.
compared to like one ponytail is like mature.
I'm like, best not tell me
But
that.
yeah, it's like it's not even down to like men. I think it's just like our culture as a generation. I don't want to say generation, but our culture as black people.
Which was really fucked, by the
Yeah.
way. But I do hear it. If it's to look mature, fair. But if it's the fact that you even have your natural hair out in the first place that you
No,
have a
it's not my
problem with.
natural hair. It's just the fact she's like,
But I
"You look a bit
mean,
childish
these
today."
specific men want you
Yeah.
to look more Eurocentric. So the long wavy, the long weave or wig or
Wait.
whatever, with your makeup done, full face heavy makeup done, looking like a snack when you're going out with them because they want to perpetrate to the world that you're a 10.
But that's what they
Or
want.
that you're,
The
you
currency
look
of like of it.
men ain't shit. I like the title of our last episode, Men Are Trash, Women Are Demons.
Was that actual title?
That was the title of the last six episode.
I mean,
Oh, you thought I was kidding? I did mention it. I don't play about with shit like this. I really don't. What else you got?
was it. The other one, I can't find it. I didn't save it, I don't think.
Okay. Anyways, Twitter reacts to Ukraine's President Zelensky and First Lady Olena doing a photo shoot for Vogue
Oh
in the
yeah,
middle
they're making money off this. They really
a war.
are.
Interesting. Vogue, I have big questions for you
I'm not questioning
as to
Vogue. I'm questioning the president.
why. Wait, I'm questioning both. I'm sorry, why did you
Because
think this
drama
was.
sells.
Okay.
For them, it's money. I'm questioning the president because I'm like, you meant to be out here with your people. You're not standing by them taking these photos near a tank. That's not standing by them. That's not solidarity.
I think because people have kind of lost focus with the war that's going on, I guess it's a way to call attention back to it. But I don't know if this leaves a bit of a sour taste. It's like you're doing fashion
You know the
when
most.
people are dying. You're doing, oh, look at the background. We don't have anything. This disaster. But look at my hair. That's what it's given. I'm sorry. I feel like, yes, the intention was probably good, but it just seems really tone deaf to me. Anyway, the next thing. Netflix subscribers dropped by 1 million in recent months.
Yeah, they're trying to bring out this whole new like password thing, and it's not working for them. Even with like the membership cost is going up each
Oh,
year, and I'm
yeah.
like, bruh, you know, I've been giving me the shows that I want. Like, what am I paying for?
Damn straight. Oh, well. Next thing. Zendaya v. Kiki Palmer. I mean, did you hear about
I
that?
hear about I saw it on Impressive.
I said, who the fuck do you. Kiki has been acting since before anybody thought of Zen. What? I'm sorry. This Zendaya is amazing. 100%. But you can't compare the both of them at all. They're different type of actresses. They do no, you can't compare the both of
But they
them.
were
I'm
talking about
sorry.
the trajectory of how far fast they've progressed.
I agree in terms, but she's been acting in blockbusters, Kiki. But I feel like it's that particular article that came out that this is like her first blockbuster or whatever. But I feel like she's been,
Yeah, her spelling bee was
yeah,
fantastic.
that was a killer in the beat. That was a madness.
That's the right name. I got
That was.
it wrong.
I was in Nigeria and I heard of Akila. I watched Akila and the Bee. There's no way that was not a blockbuster.
Yeah, it was
But
great.
it's just that particular article that came out and said the madness that they said and everyone's yeah.
But
Anyway,
Kiki admitted that it's the case of
I
colorism.
mean it is, but because they didn't think that she was that she had been. She is a star in her own right.
Yeah.
She has a daytime TV show. I mean, this put some respect on her name for fuck's sake. Anyways, these people stay disrespect to black women. But don't worry, we'll have our own comeuppance, and we will hype ourselves up. We don't need it from you. Anyway, the next thing that I wanted to say was there was this two couple that I saw, right? The guy, he looked, they were at like a group dinner, right? And the guy didn't have money. So the woman looked on her phone, sent him money.
Yeah, I
Did you see
saw
that?
that. Yeah.
I said, you are a st I'm sorry, what? No. I get why she did that.
To
Okay, let
save
me just,
face.
yes. But what's wrong with just you just taking out your card like it's nothing and paying for the both of you?
Because he would feel emasculated.
Then that's his problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's his problem that he needs to sort through.
But then she'll blame him. He'll blame her for
He's
that.
mad. He's mad because that's how men cause troubles for themselves. Why would you blame her? She's got nothing to do with this. But she's a great person. I'm just saying I would not do that. There are some good people in this world. I'm definitely not one of them. But anyway,
Last one.
last one is Gary. This was like 2 weeks ago. Gary Nilekar says he suffered from racial abuse due to his darkish skin. Shows how being discriminated against is the cool. So this is what Jason Mill said, is the new cool. People so desperate want to have a struggle story. You know what Gary Lineker looks like?
Yeah, he's a tan man.
Well, yes.
Inverted
Thank you
commas.
for your air quotes, because I was
Well,
looking
that's
at
what they
you.
call. I don't. I wouldn't
That's what they
consider
call
him.
dark,
That's
yeah.
what they. That's what they consider him as.
That's the man that said he was racially
He's a tanned man. That's what I'd call him.
because of his darkish skin.
Is it Asian? No, he's British.
Actually, I don't really know his lineage, but I think it's very funny, and Zizi is definitely right. And that's all we got for you for Weekly Minimum Blowers.
Take care.
Yay! Anyway, guys, we're gonna end here, and we'll do the
Credits.
Reddit section when we get back. I'm back with yes, the Reddit segment. So, would you like to go first? We are back, by the way, from going out clubbing. It is 3 a.m., but we need to get this out.
Okay. Give me a sec.
Take your time.
Am I the asshole for snapping at my girlfriend after I told her a friend would stay at my place for a few days? Me, 21 male, and my girlfriend, 20 female, had an argument today about my friend, A, 22 male, that will visit me for a few days at the end of August. I've been friends with A for 15 years now. He's my best buddy, and we're really close. We haven't seen each other for 7 years, and a week ago he asked me if he could come get a plane ticket to come visit me. We live in different countries. Of course, I was excited, but I was also really scared of breaking the news to my girlfriend for a very specific reason. Every time I hang out with this friend, someone spends the night at my place, she cries uncontrollably, saying that she feels abandoned. We've been in a relationship for almost 2 years, and my social life really decayed because she doesn't allow me to hang out with other people unless she's there or unless I text her every 5 minutes. It's not an exaggeration, it's the actual rule she made up. So I honestly prefer to stay home, but got really depressed and feel like I don't have friends anymore, except for my best friend. I told her he will be here for a few days, no more than a week, and she told me I need to take her feelings into consideration, so it won't be a hell of a week for me. She cried on the phone, and I went to hang out with my best friend without feeling guilty because I have a social life. She told me I'm an arsehole and I shouldn't be like this when she needs my support. Her crying and not letting me hang out with my friends, she even spams my phone when I'm in class so I answer, and I don't know what to do. I'm feeling depressed and anxious all the time because of this. When am I the arsehole for snapping her? Edit. To clarify, we don't live together. I have my own space and she lives in with her parents. My answer is no. You are not an arsehole for wanting to be with your friends. It's
She's got bear issues.
attachments.
You need to get out of that relationship. You're definitely not the one for her. You can't help her and you can't sort her problems out.
If you want to spend time with your friend, she needs to accept that you need your personal time. Because having a personal time is just a boundary you need to keep. Like, your main source of interaction, or your only source of interaction,
Yeah.
cannot be your partner.
It's
You
weird.
need other people around
It's
you.
like she's trying to control him with her own emotional trauma, with it's just that's fucking weird.
Yeah. You need other connections other than your partner, so
Absolutely.
spend time with your best friends. Also go and rekindle some of your old friendships as well that you've
Yeah.
lost them along the way in the 2 years.
Dump her, man. Rubbish. Can you imagine? Okay, next one. Am I the asshole for not letting my girlfriend order a second helping of chips and salsa at a Mexican restaurant? My girlfriend's birthday recently passed. I offered to take her out to her favorite restaurant, a local Mexican place, to celebrate my treat. I own a town home and I'm a member of a housing association. I was just hit with a violation concerning my back deck. I received a letter informing me that I have 60 days to replace three boards on my deck and the entire staircase. Either that or I have to produce a signed contract with a contractor stating that the work is going to be done. If I don't, I'm going to be subject to penalties. I haven't had a great year financially, so this is stressing me out. However, I wanted to treat my girlfriend, so we arrived at the restaurant. I ordered a pacifico. I don't know what that is. She ordered a margarita. We then both placed our orders for our entries. When our drinks arrived, along with an order of chips and salsa, it was oh when wait I ordered a Pacifico, she ordered a margarita, and then we both placed our order for our entries when our drinks arrived, along with an order of chips and salsa. I was pretty busy. It was pretty busy there, and our entries were taking a while. We are both hungry and polished off the chips and salsa pretty quickly. She said, "Let's get some more chips and salsa." She was about to flag down our server when I said, "No, let's just wait for our entries. I don't want to pay for extra chips and salsa." I noticed when I read the menu that extra chips and salsa would cost $5. I didn't want to pay it. And I didn't want to pay it. She responded, "Seriously? Are you treating me to a dinner at my favorite restaurant for my birthday? But you are treating me to a dinner at my favorite restaurant for my birthday, but you're going to cheap out on chips and salsa? If I want a second margarita, are you going to tell me no?" I told her that I had factored in extra money for drinks, but I wasn't paying extra so that we could gorge ourselves on chips and salsa because it wasn't worth it. Am I the asshole?
No. I don't think so.
$5. What's that gonna do to, I mean, I guess, it might mean you don't have money for the budget for your thing.
I think it should have been honest with,
Her from the get-go,
yeah, like,
right?
I have this debt, I have
That we
to
have
pay.
this budget. Like, just make it clear from the start. Because if you're saying, "Oh, I'm taking you out for your birthday, but we can't really splurge, but I just wanna,
I want to still drink
yeah,
it.
I still wanna treat you, so we can't like go crazy." Then she'll get it, and she but then when you get there, she's thinking, anything goes. And so she's trying to order extra food, and you're like, "Oh no, you can't."
Because I.
Honestly, if it was me, I'd order it and pay for it for myself, because I want extra food in it.
Yeah.
If you feel emancipated, that's that one there is your problem. But then at the same time, do you want problems in your relationship? Just leave it. So I don't know. What would you have done?
If I really, really wanted it, I'll still get it. I'll just pay for it myself.
Exactly. Like, it's not that deep. In
Yeah.
fact, just because of that, I'll pay half the bill. But Rubbish. Sorry, mister, I have to replace my deck. It's not that deep. It's $5 for extra chip and dip. On to the next one.
Am I the arse for telling my mother she's stupid to bring a baby into the family? My 17 female mother.
No. Me,
She
17
called
female
my.
mother. That my mother. So you probably shouldn't say I didn't read the I don't really read the thing anymore because she's saying she's 17, her mother's 44.
Yeah, she wrote it wrong.
If she didn't. That's how they write it.
Is it?
Yeah. So if it's me, my mother, me and my mother, she'll put me 15 female and 17 female, my mother 44 female.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's saying my mother, so she didn't like, she's saying my, so me, 17 female, mother 44 female.
Okay.
But it's okay.
My mother recently met a new man after the death of my father last year. And in her own words, it was love at first sight. He moved in quickly after spending a week with us, deciding he wanted to stay. After the death of my father, my mother couldn't afford to pay rent on the house, and so we had to move to a smaller place. Now it's me, my brother, my mother, and her boyfriend. We barely scrape by and are stuck in a room, place where me and my brother are sleeping on the couch. My brother has been feeling sick these past few weeks and has been displaying symptoms of pregnancy. She sat me down a few days ago and asked how I felt, and she said it isn't sure, but really pretty sure she is pregnant. I was honest and thought I said it was stupid to bring a baby into the situation. She has since been distant and won't speak to me. I fully believe that I was right to say that. I mean, we barely have food at the end of the month, and my mother is regularly borrowing money from friends, family, etc. We simply don't have the money to support a new baby, nor do we have the space. Her partner is so fully on board with having a baby despite the shitty situation, as are my siblings who moved out a year ago. The only person who is against it is me, and I need to know, am I the arsehole? No, you've been practical with your thinking. You just said that your mother, well, not
She's
your mother.
44 years old and pregnant. That's not going to be easy.
That you're not slowing that they're in financial difficulties. You can't. You
They can't
physically,
even afford to feed themselves, much less
yeah.
a
You
new
can't afford to feed
baby.
yourself. Imagine when you start going through the full symptoms of pregnancy. You have your cravings.
Three kids in a one bedroom house, that's
You
gonna be a
can't satisfy
nightmare.
your cravings with you. You
You
don't have
don't have
enough
food.
food.
Damn. And
Nah.
she's also gonna have to take time off work. So what then? That's mad. That's actually insane.
Yeah, I don't think you're the asshole.
Yeah, but there are easier ways to say, don't have this baby other than you're stupid.
Yeah, you could have said it. She could have put it in a
You should have
better
bet,
way.
yeah, you could have put it in a better way. Say it's reckless because she's endangering her life. Say it's financially difficult. Say that
Not financially sound.
it's putting a strain in the relationship and the family. Yeah, just don't call her stupid. She's a
Plus, I
grown
think
woman,
the
she's
other
an
family
adult, she's insulted.
members would have just agreed to make to appease her.
Yeah, because one, they're not living that life, are they? They've moved out,
Yeah.
so it's not really going to directly affecting them. However, when she has that baby, guess who they're going to be asking for money? It's going to be you that said yes, that she should go ahead and have that baby. And it's weird because now the age difference between that child and even the
Siblings.
siblings, it's going to be wild. So far, we know of the youngest one being 17. If she's got another brother, which I'm assuming is younger than her.
No, I think it's older because they moved out. If she's
No.
17,
She's got another brother, so she lives in there.
with her brother at 17, was 17.
Is he also 17?
No, but
She's
she's
17.
yes, no, her brother's is younger than her, but she has one that's moved out, so I think it's older.
She's got, yeah, I guess I'm saying in the house, there's already another sibling. We don't know how old he is.
Nine, male.
He's nine.
Yeah. It
Okay,
says my brother nine.
so then the age difference is 9 years, or 9, 10 years between the most recent youngest. I don't know. She's gonna rely on the 17-year-old to bring up that baby.
Yeah.
That's rude.
You're gonna
Nah.
be a second mom.
And that 17-year-old is gonna have to grow up quickly. Would she still be able to go to uni? She's gonna have to make a lot of sacrifices. Especially older parents, they don't really realize that that's what they're doing, but that is what they're doing. But from the mother's perspective, she's having a child with her new partner after the loss of her previous partner, which to her is probably something very emotionally rewarding or whatever. And they're probably not thinking about the financial side of things, because if they're in the UK, then they'll just go on benefits, right? That's if they're in the UK. Who knows? No, you're not the asshole, but you should still be nice to your mum. And the final one. This is a relationship advice subreddit. Great woman, 39, I 31 male. So, great woman I've been dating for 3 months just told me she has a kid. It's a deal breaker for me, but I don't know how to end things without hurting her. I started dating a woman about 3 months ago. We met on a dating app and immediately hit it off. We got along great and seemed to be a good match for each other. We have fun and have been spending a lot of time together, a lot of time together the past few months. Everything seemed great, and I definitely saw something long term with her. But the last time we met up, she casually brought up in a conversation that she has a 4-year-old son. She had never mentioned him previously, so I was pretty stunned. I didn't make it seem like a big deal, but it's definitely a deal breaker for me. I would have not dated her if I knew from the start. If I knew about this from the start. I definitely want a child of my own in the near future and want to have a family, but I have no desire whatsoever to be involved in the life of a child that isn't mine. So for me, there is no way to continue this relationship. It's so stupid. But I'm just not sure how to end things properly. The last thing I want to do is hurt her feelings and make it seem like she is the problem. I no way want to hurt her and feel like, or make her feel bad about anything. I'm just not sure about how to go about it. How do you guys recommend I end things amicably without hurting her feelings? It's a
There is
childish
no.
reason you want to break up with her.
I don't think it's childish.
Is that, I mean,
I don't think it's childish.
what?
But he doesn't want to get married to a woman because she's got a child.
What if he was the one that had a challenge? She said she didn't want to be with him.
I think that's fair too.
I don't know. He already likes this woman. And, like, fair enough. I feel like to her, she mentioned the child probably at the right time,
Yeah, when she felt
when she felt
comfortable.
comfortable
Yeah.
enough. I guess, yeah, I guess you're right. In a way, it's his choice. Like, what? While I think it's a childish reason, it's still his
I
choice
don't
at the
think
end
it,
of the day.
yeah, I think. Because he's saying right now he's not ready to be a father.
That, yeah, but she's not asking him to be a father.
No, she's not asking him, but once you get into a relationship with someone that's has a child, you don't. It's not in the sense that you assume a parental figure, but you are involved to a certain extent in that child's
Yeah,
life.
to a certain extent. Also, not while you're dating. Not really. Unless she asks you like to do certain things, which I don't think she would while you guys are only like dating and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But still, you're entitled to feel however you feel. And I also understand that there is an age difference of like 8 years, because he's 31 and she's 39. Comes to the territory of dating someone who's 39. I
Yeah.
mean, the likelihood that they have had like a whole life before you is entirely possible. I don't know, can you be that picky? I sound like one of them men, don't I? Yeah. Be sounding like, what's the name of that guy that died recently?
I don't know.
Kevin Samuels, yeah. Bear sounded like Kevin Samuels. I don't know. How should he break up with her amicably?
There is no way to break up with someone amicably.
Yeah, just say that you don't want kids and you don't want, yeah, you don't, it's literally that simple. Just tell the truth. Don't lie. Because if you lie, then she's going to start asking you questions. Like, you're going to have to keep digging. Just tell the truth. Say that you're not in it because she's got a kid. You don't want a kid. Simple. But if she's great, why ruin something that's great? Just because of just one small thing.
Child's not small.
Okay, fine. Because of just a child that, like, you don't even know that you might even end up liking. But I get it, though. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. I have been your overpowered girl before. Am I the asshole? Slightly underpowered. Because I'm kind of sleepy and kind of tipsy. I hope you guys could hear me when I was reading this. And I hope I was coherent enough.
Same, same.
So yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye. And don't forget to like, follow and subscribe, guys, and keep the conversation going on Twitter, on Instagram. Send us a DM on any suggestions that you guys might have or anything you guys think we need to see, watch, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, bye.